Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
I was elected the majority leader.
This amendment broadens the scope of the bill.
What will this bill do to turn that around?
During the legislative session, Iowa Public Radio produces a weekly podcast.
We just want to make sure that it is something that is sustainable.
These are proven programs that work.
From committees to chambers, follow the path of bills and policies.
This bill lays out transparency in the process.
How can you say that with confidence?
The podcast Under the Golden Dome returns in January. Subscribe now for the 2019 legislative session.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. In so many ways, our culture has become much more accepting of members of the LGBTQ community. There is still discrimination and bigotry, but the landscape is radically different than it was even 10 years ago. One of the fields that lags behind is athletics. Strides have been made, but homophobia still exists in locker rooms, on playing fields, and in the stands. The fear of homophobia and possibly career-ending discrimination keeps many athletes in the closet. This hour, I'll talk with two former competitive athletes about being LGBTQ in sports circles and how they've learned to define masculinity for themselves. First, Evan Risk is a high school cross-country coach, also a junior high track and field and basketball coach, and he teaches at Iowa City High School. A few years ago, he made waves by coming out publicly and sharing his story of what it was like to come out to his homophobic friends. Evan is with me now. Hello, Evan.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And let's go back in time. That was 2014 that you published your article and really shared your thoughts about what it was like to be in this very masculine field and to be a gay man and to be openly gay. So let's go back to a high school or a college basketball game.
Sure.
You're attending with one of your friends and he starts saying homophobic things. Tell me what was going on in your brain.
So that was 2014, and that he started saying homophobic things at one of the games, and it was towards the end, and I, you know, was really frustrated. I didn't really know what to do, how to react, how to deal with it, and, you know, went home, thought about it a while, went to another basketball game with him, and it happened again, and then I just kind of said, you know what, I got to do something about it, and I came out to him, and that's kind of how it started, and then I, you know, talked to some people about that and ended up publishing an article on OutSports, and it kind of went from there. So,
you are a big sports fan. You, as I mentioned, former competitive athlete yourself. You've spent a lot of time in this world, and homophobic slurs have been part of the culture for a long time. So, was that something you grew up hearing in the stands and at sporting events?
Yes and no. I mean, somewhat. I definitely heard it growing up, but I mean, I think it's definitely become less and less. You know, as I went through high school, I didn't hear it hardly at all in track or cross country, but, you know, some in baseball. And, you know, even since then as a coach, I've heard that stuff less and less.
How old were you when you understood that you were gay?
Junior high or high school. Probably.
When you came to that realization, was there a lot of fear about what your friends, coaches, fellow athletes might think if they knew?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, I think, you know, looking back, if I had decided to come out in high school, it would have been fine. But, you know, teenagers aren't always super rational. So in my mind, it would have been a bad thing.
Yeah, something that you had to hide.
Right, exactly.
So when you published that article in OutSports and people started sharing it like crazy and talking about it, we had you on the show to talk about it.
You
weren't just coming out to a friend that had said homophobic things around you. You were coming out to your entire community. You were coming out to the parents of the kids that you coach.
Yep.
What was that like?
That was really incredible. you know, just I had so many people, so many positive emails, so many positive texts and phone calls and everything from, you know, people in Iowa, people around the country. And then, you know, it just for 2 or 3 days, it just got shared like crazy. And it was crazy, you know, 48 hours of just constant emails. And, you know, almost every time I checked my email, I had 4 or 5 new ones. And that was really cool. It was really overwhelming and very humbling. So yeah, that was about 4 years ago. Yeah.
Did you talk to the boys that you were coaching about this article and about what they might be hearing?
I did a little bit. I wasn't super upfront with it. It was kind of the end of the season and things were winding down, but I mentioned it just briefly. And, you know, a couple kids talked to me individually. And so, yeah.
Did you get any negative reactions?
No.
None?
None to my face. I got one negative email, but that was it. So, I mean, and I got over a couple hundred emails, so less than 1% was negative.
In that article that you published in OutSports, you also wrote about how your friend, who had been saying really incredibly homophobic things, singing, you know, homophobic lyrics, when you came out to him, tell me what happened.
Called him, talked to him on the phone, and he was like, you know, basically said he was happy for me. He felt really bad. And I think it just felt totally unexpected and blindsided. He didn't see it coming at all.
And he apologized.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Apologized. And you know, and then when I wrote the article, I obviously said I wasn't going to use his name, but I was like, I want to make sure that you're okay with this because, you know, it could be a public thing. It could blow up like it did, and it certainly did. So I definitely wanted to make sure that he was on board.
Are you still friends?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see him as much now that we're, you know, out of college and doing our own thing. But yeah, definitely.
So 4 years down the line, you know, an internet article goes viral and it dies away.
Right.
Do people still bring that up with you?
Occasionally. So for the past 2 years, I taught at a different high school. I taught at Ottumwa High School, and I had, you know, a kid who I coached both in baseball and in track, and came up, you know, he just kind of out of the blue said, "Hey, a lot of kids in class were reading your article." And I was like, "Okay." And, you know, we talked about it, and he was fine with it. But every once in a while, somebody will, you know, Google my name and find it and figure it out.
Now, a lot of people in Iowa would think, okay, it's one thing to be an openly gay coach in Iowa City. Mm-hmm. It's another thing entirely, maybe, to be an openly gay coach in Ottumwa, a smaller right. community. Did you feel like there was a difference?
Yeah, there was. But, you know, at the same time, I never felt any direct backlash. You know, maybe there were some indirect, you know, people talking behind my back, but I mean, I felt like for the most part, it was a pretty welcoming town for me.
You said earlier, when you think back, it would have been fine to come out in high school. Mm-hmm. Do you really, I mean, things have changed
right.
in our culture. Do you really believe that would have been a safe thing for you to do?
Yeah, I really do. Yeah, if I had come out in high school, I think it would have surprised a couple people, just like it surprised people when I was in college. But yeah, in Iowa City High, I think it would have been fine. I might have, you know, there. I don't think there would have been other openly gay athletes at the high school, and maybe just one or two. But it would have been fine, looking back on it.
How do you think things have changed for gay athletes in the last few years?
I think there's been a lot of positives. I think, you know, almost more so in especially high school sports. I mean, I don't think it's really a big deal for high school athletes to come out and be openly gay. And, you know, I think it depends on where you are. It depends on the sport. But, you know, especially in high school, I think it's very accepting.
We are going to talk more about what the implications of coming out might be for a high school athlete. We've seen high school athletes come out and it affect their later career as an athlete as well. But first, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back in just a moment. I'm talking to Evan Risk. He is a high school cross country and junior high track and field and basketball coach and teaches at Iowa City High School. And coming up in just a moment, I'll also talk with Landon Streit, a former Iowa State University football player, who shared his coming out story just about a year ago. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Gravitate Coworking, a community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, and remote workers who believe that life is better when you work together. Learn more at gravitatecoworking.com/IPR. Gravitate Coworking. Find your tribe.
There's a lot of women that's coming out, you know, and expressing themselves about what happened to them.
I really hope the Me Too movement is propelling us in that direction where assaulting people has consequences.
I think it's important that we listen to all of the women that are coming out and telling their stories and work on how we can engage them in a healing process.
The Me Too movement has led many people to share their experiences with sexual harassment and sexual assault. It has sparked conversations and controversy and maybe even change. I'm Charity Nebbe. Look for Unsettled, Mapping Me Too, a new podcast from Iowa Public Radio in the iTunes Store and on Google Play, or find it at iowapublicradio.org. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about what it's like to be an openly gay athlete. As our culture has changed and become more accepting of LGBTQ individuals, the field of athletics seems to have lagged behind. So this hour, we're talking about what that's like and how things may be changing. I've been talking with Evan Risk. He's a high school cross country and junior high track and field and basketball coach. He teaches at Iowa City High School. A few years ago, he published an article about coming out to his homophobic friends and what it was like to be gay and a sports fan and an athlete. Joining me now is Landon Streit. He's a former Iowa State University football player who now works as a construction engineer. And last year, he shared his coming out story also on Outsports.com. Hello, Landon.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here today. And you are a Cyclone football player, former Cyclone football player. You were not out when you were in college, but you also you weren't really out to yourself when you were in college.
Yep, that's correct.
So let's talk about when you started to understand your own sexuality. When did that happen?
I would say, you know, kind of similar to Evan in that, you know, middle school, high school. Yeah, I kind of understood what was going on, but really, you know, refused to accept it. And it really wasn't until, you know, towards the end of my college years, shortly thereafter, where I kind of finally came to accept myself and be okay with it.
You write in the article in Outsports, you write about an afternoon in 2015. You're by yourself in your truck and say those words for the very first time in your life. You say, "I'm gay." What was going on in your brain that day?
Oh boy, there was a lot of things going in and out of my brain that day, but mostly that day kind of stemmed from a relationship that really never I guess came to fruition, and I had so many feelings inside, but had no one I could really confide in, you know, to share those feelings with, and finally, you know, as I was leaving work that day, those were the first times that I had said that I'm gay, and that I said it out loud to myself. Granted, I was in the pickup alone, but that was the first time I'd ever said it, and that was kind of where my road to coming out started.
When you decided to be honest with yourself, you decided you could be honest with yourself, who was the first person you actually shared that with?
There was a friend of mine It was a neighbor of another friend, and he himself is a gay man and married. I'd known him for several years. He didn't know anything regarding my sexuality, and one day I went out of my way to stop in, kind of under the guise of a friendly drop in to chat one afternoon, and finally kind of mustered up enough courage to finally tell him. That was the first person.
Wow. You grew up in a small town, and Evan and I were talking a few minutes ago about how often homophobic language is part of the culture that surrounds sports. Was that really common in the small town you grew up in?
I would definitely say so. I mean, it was probably as much of an insult as it would be as a punchline to a joke. It was just kind of a derogatory term used to insult maybe someone's effort or masculinity. It was, I don't know if it'd be maybe a once a week thing. It was fairly common.
And you talk about even using that language yourself, but as an athlete, a junior high boy, high school boy who at least on some level understood that they were talking about people like you, how did that feel?
Well, you know, at that time, I never felt like that could be me, that I'm actually gay. So it wasn't like I was talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when you hear that sort of language, you think of maybe Hollywood's version, you know, what you see in the media and in the pop culture, as opposed to, or at least the stereotype, as opposed to who I felt I was.
And who real people may be.
Right.
So when you started that process of coming out post-college, I mean, you're still in a very masculine world, in the world of construction. Nothing about you is less masculine than it ever has been. You like to go hunting with friends. You were raised sort of in this masculine culture. Did you feel afraid of what it would be like when you started sharing this about yourself with your friends, with your community?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I've pretty much always been around, a bunch of, blue collar workers, whether that was in the farming community growing up or in the construction world going through college and then post college. Definitely always, something that, this was very, macho things that we all did. And, it's very difficult for me to grasp that someone could be gay and be involved in these sorts of activities or occupation. And it was terrifying at times.
Yeah. So yep. How did you come out to your friends?
So I just started with some of my absolute closest friends. And, I tried to pick, they say, the low-hanging fruit first, ones who I thought would be maybe more accepting than others. And just, I was living, several hours away from most of my friends now. We'd all graduated college. We'd gone on to other parts of the state or of the country. And I was in a spot where I needed to talk, and I started with some of my closest friends, and just in a normal phone conversation. I remember one of the first friends I told over the phone, I had to call him back twice after we'd already been talking to finally find the courage to tell him again. And that was something I'll remember for quite some time as well.
How did people react?
Initially a lot of my friends were they were probably apologetic first off for maybe anything that they had ever said, and I couldn't really think of anything off the top of my head that sounded or that seemed malicious that they'd ever said. But again, probably the same the same homophobic slurs that so many other people had used that I had used myself. A lot of my friends had a lot of questions, the kind of the typical ones. How long have you known? they all come from they all came from a position of caring, not prying, but you know, caring to see how that I was doing okay, that I was you know, taking care of myself and everything.
You came out sort of one by one to a few friends, and then in June of 2017, I guess you did what we do in the 21st century, and you made it Facebook official. You made a post on Facebook. So what was that like? I mean, that had to take a lot of courage to put it out there like that.
It did. You know, so by 2017, I had told, you know, nearly, you know, most of my closest friends, quite a bit of my family, most of my family, at least immediate family. And so the Facebook post was kind of the catch-all for everybody else. And, you know, rather, because every time, you know, it was a phone conversation, if it was in person, one, it was just kind of time-consuming to come out. And then also, it was just kind of it's very emotionally draining sometimes. So I figured, well, yeah, let's get social media involved. So I made a Facebook post, and the night I turned 32, I believe, decided to post it. And even then, it's still you know, I'd been, you know, more or less out to some of my closest friends for a year or two, and even then, it took quite a bit of courage and maybe a Bush Light to finally push the post button.
What was the reaction when you did that?
My phone, kind of like Evan was saying, it stayed pretty active for a few days. You know, just even that night, it was, you know, 10 or 11 at night, and you know, a lot of feedback already, and nearly all of it very, very, very supportive. I don't know that I had anybody that I can even recall that was less than supportive.
In coming out to all your friends, you were also coming out to teammates, people that you played Cyclone football with. What were their reactions?
You know, I had a few reach out to me. It was, again, very, very supportive and caring. You know, that was their position that they were coming from, and you know, some of those teammates I hadn't really had a whole lot of contact with in several years. Some not since college. Same thing. I had coaches, some from high school, mostly, I believe, that reached out afterwards, and it all came from a real, real positive perspective.
Did you get any negative responses?
I can't think of a single one, actually.
Wow. Are you surprised by that?
A little bit. Yeah, I am. I mean, there's going to be a hater in every group, and I guess there probably are out there, but maybe they just didn't have time or a keyboard to hide behind to send me any nasty messages.
How has coming out changed your life?
It's really it kind of allowed me to more focus on myself. You know, it's just so. So kind of draining and consuming to try to hide so much of yourself. Mm-hmm. And it was, it was the point where it was, you know, clouding some of my ability to be me, to do my work, and to take care of myself too. So I feel like I can really kind of be myself, I guess, now, and not have to be so guarded all the time. Although, I mean, I still feel that way. You know, I guess I'd always been so, you know, pretty good at hiding a lot of feelings. And so sometimes I still catch myself, you know, not sharing, some things that, you know, I probably should.
Have you had anyone come out to you based on your coming out? Other people who have also felt like they needed to hide their sexuality?
I've had a few. Yeah, some of them have been, you know, former classmates and other friends that have that have confided in me, other people who I, you know, some who I haven't even met yet, who reached out after my article went on OutSports, that reached out and said, hey, they're a football player or former football player as well, and they could identify with a lot of the things that I wrote about.
What do you think it would have been like if you had been out as a college football player?
In this day and age, I don't think it would have been too different. 10, 12 years ago when I was in that locker room, I think we would have been in a little different environment then. Tough to say exactly how it would have been. I do think, you know, just seeing what I saw in you know, from my professional standpoint with my coworkers, you know, it only takes you know, maybe one or two, just a handful of leaders to step in and say that, you know, this is okay, you know, and I think, you know, it could have been the same with, you know, a coach or another teammate who would have stepped in and said, hey, this is no big deal. This is okay with us. And I think if you would have had that right leadership, I think it would have been a non-issue real quick.
We're going to take another short break. I'm talking with Landon Streit, former Iowa State University football player who now works as a construction engineer. And last year he shared his coming out story on OutSports.com. Evan Risk is also here with us. He shared his coming out story on OutSports.com back in 2014. And we'll continue our conversation in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about what it's like to be a gay athlete and how things have changed for members of the LGBTQ community in athletics. With me, Landon Streit, former Iowa State University football player. He now works as a construction engineer, and he shared his coming out story on OutSports.com about a year ago. Evan Risk is also with us. He's a high school cross country and junior high track and field coach, also coaches junior high basketball, teaches at Iowa City High School. He shared his story on OutSports.com back in 2014. And looking at how things have changed, I mean, OutSports.com is actually one of the things that has led a lot of change. It's made a community for people to share their stories and to communicate with each other. And I'm sure for many young athletes to find that community and find the courage to be themselves. But Landon, I'm curious, I'd love your reaction when you look at the world of, let's start with football. We know there are very, very few openly gay football players in collegiate athletics. There has been one NFL football player who was openly gay, although his career has not exactly skyrocketed in the NFL. So how do you think things have changed? Do you think the community or the culture has changed and become more accepting in football?
I think it is changing. I think there's still a long ways to go. I think a lot of times, you know, players who come out after their careers are over, they never wanted to be a distraction. I think that's a commonly used phrase. And oftentimes we associate distractions from football with, you know, the bad things, you know, trouble with the law. You know, maybe in college it was, you know, bad grades or fights. So I think a lot of times people just want to avoid being lumped into that category of being a distraction.
Just given the odds, you know, what we know or think we know about the percentage of the general population that is LGBTQ, that has to mean that there are a lot of athletes that are closeted. I mean, when you think about that, Landon, how does that make you feel, knowing that there have to be athletes out there who don't feel comfortable?
Well, I certainly understand their perspective, as I was never out during my athletic career. You certainly do look at the percentages, and that, yes, they're out there. And I think as it becomes more and more accepted, I think that number will continue to rise.
What do you think, Evan?
I think the more or less the same thing. I think, like you said, when you look at professional sports, I mean, you look at Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, I mean, you don't see any openly gay athletes at all. You know, a couple in, you know, track and field and some other sports. But, you know, when you look at the major sports, there still aren't any. And I think that's, you know, when we look at the whole sports world, I think that's kind of the place where we have some growth. Because, like I said, I think high school sports, which, you know, I'm around the most, is definitely changing in a positive direction.
During the last Olympics, we had two USA Olympic athletes who are openly gay competing. How much of an impact do you think that makes, Evan, to see athletes on the world stage who are openly gay?
I think it has a huge impact. You know, I mean, kid, you know, say it's a cross-country kid that I have, and then they see a world-class athlete who's openly gay, you know, that could either have them internally think, hey, this is something that I can deal with and something that I can work with, or, you know, it might spark them to come out to somebody. I mean, it's definitely a positive for kids.
I mean, I know a lot of people felt very strongly when the skier Gus Kenworthy kissed his boyfriend on television at the Olympics. So, Landon, did you see that moment? I mean, how does something like that make you feel?
I did see that moment, and I think as it becomes more and more out there, that people will continue to. I mean, you'll see these maybe you'd call them role models, but you'll see these you know LGBTQ athletes that are on the you know Olympic stage at the top of the top of the mountain, really. And I think that will be. I hope that continues to do great things for people who are contemplating their own sexuality and whether or not to be out.
The political climate in the last couple of years, of course, has changed pretty dramatically from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. And we are hearing more homophobic language, more concerns about civil rights for members of the LGBTQ community. I'm curious, Landon, given that your career and the circles you spend time in, you must encounter more conservative people than let's say Evan does living in Iowa City. How does that feel? Does it feel like things are changing and maybe we're taking a step back?
I don't know that I've really felt that much. I think part of it too is just that some of these people who are making some of these comments, they might not know any gay people or any trans people, and I think that the sports world is a great way for people to know someone who is in the LGBTQ community, and someone who's not all that different than what they are most likely. I think the sports world is a great maybe stepping stone for people who don't know anybody who's LGBTQ to see, hey, there's a openly gay football player, there's a trans woman who's on the TV as well. So I think the sports world would be a great place to help make that change.
There's an openly gay football player at Indiana State University, Jake Bain, who recently made quite a bit of news for coming out. And he has talked about how incredibly supportive his teammates have been. He also talked about how he came out in high school, but interest of college coaches really diminished dramatically after he came out, although he is playing for Indiana State University. So that must have been frightening for him. But a lot of the negative stuff he's gotten has not been from classmates or friends or teammates, but from fans, from the public. I mean, athletes are so exposed in that way. Evan, I mean, how do you think about that? It feels like asking athletes to step forward,
right,
and share themselves, that they're very vulnerable.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I just think about my experience when I wrote my article on OutSports. You know, they, Sid and Jim, the people who produced the website, said, don't read the comments, just don't read the comments underneath. And of course I did, because
You're human.
Somebody's writing about me. Of course I'm going to read it. And there were a couple negative comments. And obviously in that situation, that athlete is seeing some negative comments too. But, you know, I don't know that situation super well, but I have to imagine that along with some backlash and some negativity, he's also gotten a lot of positive things from fans. You know, like I said, I don't know it, but I imagine it's probably a lot of positive is coming from it for him as well.
Before we run out of time, Landon, you and I earlier were talking about really some stereotypes of machismo and masculinity, some stereotypes that are pretty prevalent in our culture. And I'm curious if you have learned to think about masculinity in a different way than you did when you were growing up.
In some ways, sure, I have. Before growing up, maybe looked at things from a certainly more immature perspective. So, you know, masculinity certainly a lot different than it is now. Or maybe now you think of it more as a provider and a protector, rather than before as I'm not sure the right wordage here is, but it's definitely changed. It definitely has changed.
Do you feel like some of the ideas that we have about masculinity in our culture, some of those ideas that surrounded you when you were growing up, do you feel like that put you in a box or held you back because you didn't want to violate some of those rules?
That I think that hit the nail right on the head there. You think of all these things that you're supposed to be, and in order to be, you know, macho and masculine, and being gay certainly isn't one of those things.
When you look to the future, what are you hoping to see in the next few years? I mean, you've been on this journey, well, your whole life, but really since your article came out in 2014, what are you hoping to see in the next few years?
I would say definitely, you know, I'd love to see more openly gay athletes at the professional level. I think that would have a really big impact. Like I said, I think high school sports, from my experience, are fairly accepting. But I think, you know, if we could get some big-time professional athletes to come out, that would be good as well. And, you know, and coaches and other people in the sports world, all of that would have a big impact.
It's hard to be among the first.
Right, right.
Landon, what about you? What are you hoping to see in the next few years?
I think to go along with Evan, I think it'd be good to see some more allies, come out as allies as well. Like I'd said before, you know, if you have somebody in that locker room who can stand up and say, hey, this is okay, I think that would certainly help the cause.
Landon Streit, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Landon Streit, a former Iowa State University football player who now works as a construction engineer. Last year, he shared his coming out story on OutSports.com. And Evan Risk, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Evan Risk is a high school cross country and junior high track and field and basketball coach. He teaches at Iowa City High School. And a few years ago, he shared his coming out story on OutSports.com. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.